Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what is going on? And welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I'm Ramsey Abouchala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. We got, for the day, the executive director of
the
Vibes.
The one and only
executive director of Vibes, Bridget Flores, is here. Julio Monterroso, who knows where he's at?
He couldn't make it. If you know where Julio's at, let us know.
Yeah, he's MIA. He's been MIA, but the show goes on. And honestly... Who knows? This might be a full-time thing now.
He's on thin ice, man.
But we do have a very special guest in the building, in person, our first in-person guest in a while. I don't remember. I can't think of the last one that we had, but Angel City FC. Podcast co-host. She's, you know, the heart of the team, Paige Nielsen. What's going on?
That was amazing. Heart of the team. Yeah. I like that.
I mean, I've seen the videos, you know, of the you being the locker room, you know, yeah. Life of the, you know.
Party?
Bringing the vibes.
Yeah.
Talking about executive director of Vibes. I feel like the Angel City executive director of Vibes is sitting right here. And that's why we're excited to have you on. So I guess we could start there. Like, how did you come into that role? Is that something that you felt like, because... You know, obviously with the team being new and everybody has to kind of figure out where they stand. And so how did that come about? Was that just you being you, or did you see that there needed, there was a role to be filled and you're filling that role?
You're like, I have to fill this gap.
You know, I've never wavered for who I am as a person. So that comes naturally. I have a lot of experience. Went overseas for 4 years. You know, I got drafted and waived. And I was like, this league is crazy. Like, I got to go overseas, figure out who I am with no one watching, no one judging me at all. Mm-hmm. And I figured that out, and I came back to the league. And, you know, people are always stressed because it's such a hard league. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just bring the good vibes because it's the coolest job out there, being a professional soccer player.
Right.
And you can't forget that sometimes. I mean, our job is really hard. It's a lot of work, for inspiring the next generation out on the field, physically, mentally, all of these things. And I'm like, sometimes you just got to enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
You know, bring the vibes.
Yeah. And I was listening to the episode, the In These Cleats podcast episode that you have with Cindy LaRue, and you're kind of comparing and contrasting your two style. Like, she's more of the Zen, like, you know, not meditation mode, but like she's has to control when like it's go time or not.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you when you see that, you know, other players on the team are like trying to be calm, like, do you like go further like into like the vibes mode, or do you kind of like realize where pick and choose your spots?
I go further in the vibes
mode. Yeah, I feel like that's the way you got to do it. Like, you have
listen,
to...
I don't like make people come and dance with me before. Yeah. They can do their own thing. But if I dance hilarious, I'm not a great dancer. People will be like, yeah, she's good. not great. Confidence is key. But I make people feel welcome if they want to join.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's the... I feel like, Bridge, you're big into that too. You're not forcing anybody to do this. If they want to... You got to feel...
They can tag along, and if they don't, then they can just enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah, they enjoy it. They take videos, unfortunately. I thought this was a safe space.
Right,
in the locker room,
exactly.
But
you're like, how about you come do this? Yeah. You want to try it out? Yeah. See how it is? I'll record you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops, throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Do you ever feel like you have... Has there ever been moments for you where you feel like it's not 100% in you to like bring it out, but you know you have to because you see, you kind of feel the room, you feel the space out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Almost every time.
Yeah.
That's literally why I do it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it makes me nervous when people, you know, people are too nervous before the game or they're not hype enough. You know, we all live 2 hours away from our stadium.
Right.
A lot of traffic. It's basically an away game. And you kind of die down in the Uber. People are taking naps before the game, which is good. But sometimes I'm like, y'all, we got to be ready. And people get ready in their own ways. But I definitely make sure that people know when the game is about to start.
You're bringing the vibes.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's necessary.
It is.
Very, very much so. And let's talk about the preseason because, you know, we were talking on the way in, you know, preseason wrapping up, you know, obviously the season. I think we're recording this a little bit in advance, but I think by the time this airs, opening weekend will have come and gone. So it's exciting time, obviously, both, I mean, from a player's perspective, but from a fan perspective as well. What have been the vibes like in preseason camp so far? You know, what can we expect from the squad? How are we looking?
Man, vibes have been crazy. It's the most competitive team I've ever been on in the NWSL. Our talent, it is crazy. From 17 years old, 16 years old, to 36 years old. And no one knows who's going to start, who's going to get minutes, who's going to travel. It's been so competitive. And you look at like a Man City and they have the same type of competitiveness and it makes championship teams if you're all in it together. And it's been so competitive and we've gotten so much better from the start of the preseason to now. And yeah, it's been hard, but we are ready. We are definitely ready to take on the Bay for our first game. And, you know, Becky has taken over and made the preseason. One of her first things she ever told us was, you're going to wish preseason is over because I want to make it so hard and competitive that during the season it's going to feel like a breeze.
Yeah.
Which, it's a 10-month season and it never feels like a breeze.
Right.
It's so long. We travel long days. Right. There's so much stuff that goes on, injuries, losing, winning, whatever it may be. But, yeah, it's been really hard. And we all can't wait for the first game because of how hard it is.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and talk about Becky because I feel like when she took over midway through last season is when, you know, the team kind of went on that run, made the playoffs. Now that she's had you know, a off season to kind of to plan things, and she's heading into her first full season as head coach. Have you felt like there's been any big changes from, you know, last season to this season, or is it kind of like trying to extend that momentum that you guys really put forth, like once she took over? Right, I think it was right before, like before or at the midway point of last season?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Like, we're definitely extending the momentum. We finally found a sense of identity within the team. You know, it takes 3 years for a new team to develop who they are, mm-hmm. with all the players coming in and out, with all coaches, new staff, front office staff. It takes a while to build something. And she finally set a structure, whether that may be culture on the field, style of play. And it was tested in our playoff game. You know, right. we were so good, we only lost 1-0, but it's like, what's next? How can we become way better so we don't feel like we're in that position again, because we got outplayed for only one half, mm-hmm. for pretty much the entire time she took over. Yeah. And I think she took that. We added more coaches to the staff who challenge her, but also elevate our game as individuals. She stepped in a new role. You know, we all got close to her as a coach because she helped us individually when she was an assistant coach. Now she's the head coach. Right. So now we have all of these other coaches to help facilitate all of our individual growth, team growth, and she is building this entire culture, this winning culture mentality, and it's really coming together. It yeah. really is.
You shared a little bit about, like, having to solidify an identity as a team. Like, how would you describe the identity that you all hold as Angel City?
I think resilience comes mm-hmm. to mind. We've been through a lot, the core group of mm-hmm. people. Like, starting out as an expansion team is really hard.
Right.
Without a facility, all these players coming from different environments, cultures, our crazy NWSL, whatever's happened, all coming together and not knowing how we play, not knowing who we are as individuals. And we had to go through a lot to mm-hmm. get to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Even this year with... not having a feel, we've been kind of all over in preseason, different coaches stepping in and out, and Allie Riley's been an amazing captain, and the sense of togetherness in a family helps our resiliency, and, you know, we all want what's best for each other as individuals, but also for the team, and we're trying to build something here. You know, I always ask myself, why am I still playing? Because my body hurts. But it goes down to, like, purpose.
Yeah.
And it's not just playing for me anymore, it's building something. And when I see all of those fans, you know, in our stadium, which mm-hmm. is freaking awesome,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. It makes it all so worth it, and we all want to fight to mm-hmm. see that continuing on for the next generation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're all bought in, and I think that's what one of the best things Becky has done is to buy into this competitive, winning team, whatever role that you may play on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a certain grittiness, I think, to the team, especially last season, where especially like those close games, like at the finish, it would get a little wild. Like, you know, there'd be, you know, stretches of play where, I mean, from watching as a fan, like, it's very nerve-wracking. I can only imagine what it is like as a player, like, you know, a one goal game in the last minute, as a defense, like, just trying
yeah.
to, like, scramble and
yeah.
hold the fort, as, you know, to finish the game. But I feel like, especially from the first year to the second year, the jump was noticeable in we weren't giving up late goals. We were finishing wins. I say we because
he's a season ticket.
We're all in this together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
we
right.
wouldn't be us without you.
Yeah, yeah.
We really wouldn't.
But it really felt like, you know, finishing games was a big part, especially during that stretch where, you know, we were winning. Or I think it was an 11 match or like
Street.
Defeatless, like
yeah.
or without a loss. So is that part of the mentality that Becky brought on, is like this kind of like grittiness, and you said resilience. But I guess how do you go from, like, how do you instill that culture? Because it takes time. Mm-hmm. How does that, like, play out in the locker room?
Yeah, one of the things we have done was create this thing called Champions League. So every single practice and every single day, and we did this at North Carolina, Anson was a huge part of that, there's a Champions League point. So it might be 6v6 for that day, and then your name gets put on a board to mm-hmm. see how many Champions League points that you have. Mm-hmm. So it makes us all really angry and really competitive. It really does. But it's kind of changed our culture because, you know, some days if you're not feeling it, you might not bring it your all, but we're also competitive that we want that Champions League point, because at the end of like three cycles of Champions League, you get a prize. Mm. But also it's just like pride.
Right.
You're like, yeah, I'm the champions. We're all so competitive. And so that's really helped. We play more competition in training rather than like the X's and O's. And where every tackle matters,
yeah.
who wins and who loses. And that's like been the key thing to our competitiveness.
Right.
But the other part is how can you be a professional? So I don't know if you know this, but our league is the tightest league probably amongst all the leagues. Like anyone at the end of the season could have made playoffs last year.
Right, yeah.
With three games to go, right. Which is
It's like every team was still in the hunt.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So those game-winning moments in the last 10 minutes matter probably the most. And we sat – this is actually Freya's doing – we lost to Portland in the last 10 minutes, or we tied, but those points mattered in how we just gave them the game. We were up a goal. And we were still going to try and find a goal, but we could have, yeah. you know, managed the right. game better. And those are the moments that will bring you to playoffs or bring you to the bottom of the table.
Yeah.
It's so important.
Yeah. Was that the Bella Bixby? Like
yeah.
The, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went down, got elbowed in the head. We mismanaged it because our athletic trainer came on. And when you do that, I have to go off.
Oh, gotcha.
For a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were out without a player. However, for a concussion, you can sub on a player. But the ref didn't allow us to do it at that time. So.
All this concussion protocol, like, come
yeah.
on. Yeah. What happened? We used to be like, a real
okay.
league. Like,
yeah.
come on, you know? Like,
I know. I was stepping back on the field, and he was like, you have to get off.
Dang.
So those are the, like, all of those little itty bitty pieces at the top. This is the best professional, in my opinion, best professional league in women's soccer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get all those small details
yeah.
right.
Yeah. And then from there, losing late, or I don't know if it was a draw late, to the final match where you needed to win to get in against Portland. And was it 3-0, 4-0, 5-0? I don't remember.
5-1.
5-1. Yeah, yeah. I remember I was in attendance at that game and just like, hopeful to get a win. And then, like, I was like, what the, like, what's going on? Because I don't know if that we've scored that many goals in a game ever.
We haven't.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We made and, history.
Yeah. And I remember, I think we went up like 3-0 in the first half or something like that. And I remember thinking, like, what the, like, is this, like, am I, like, is this, what's going on? Is this
what
scripted?
Game is this?
Like, yeah, like, it, like, what?
I mean, Sarah and I were at the back and we're like, this is the best game I've ever
had. Yeah. I was hanging right. out.
I was hanging out. We didn't have to do anything.
That's yeah. the best.
It was the coolest because, you know, we worked hard on our attacking third stuff
right.
for, with Becky the last half of the season, and it all came to fruition
mm-hmm,
that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, literally pattern plays directly in the game that we've been working all wow. season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Besides, you know, Sid's bicycle kick.
Right.
That wasn't in the plan.
Yeah, like, what?
That was insane.
Yeah.
But that comes from the grittiness and right. just, like, you want to win games. We had no idea, actually, how many goals we needed to win by. We were just like, you know what? It's our last game. Let's freaking go. And it's Portland. We hate Portland.
Yeah.
They wanted to win the Shield that night, actually.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And pretty sure their owners came, whatever.
Oh,
but we're like, we're
yeah,
not
the whole
yeah,
gang.
Yeah.
Even
there.
Though
you
we
thought,
hate San
you
Diego,
right?
We you thought,
yeah. yeah. So talk about the rivalries because obviously BAFC joining the league, like that's going to be a. I mean, LA, San Francisco, and anything, there's going to be rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you mentioned hate Portland, San Diego. I feel like there was a big. You know, I feel like the energy was. Like level would be, you know, higher for those games. I think the first was that Becky's first game at San Diego.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, what are the rivalries like? What are the certain teams that you have that you circle on the calendar? And what, like, do you anticipate that opening night against Bay FC to be, you know, the start of something new?
I think we all get that question a lot. But like, it's such a long season that we have to take one game at a time. And so I don't even look at like who we play on the calendar besides like when I play Kansas City and all my family's coming from Nebraska. Right.
You got to schedule that.
But I think the best mentality going into every game is like you hate everyone. I do hate everyone for so many reasons.
It makes sense. You got to have that drive.
But like obviously as an entire club, we want to be the best team in California. So the Bay and San Diego, it's our goal to be definitely above them. Especially that San Diego won the Shield last year. I'm really upset about that because I like the style that we play better. But
yeah.
Don't tell them that.
We won't say anything.
No, I think they blocked us. Anyway,
yeah, so, okay, like, okay.
Talk to us.
Yeah, great. Yeah. But yeah, to be honest, like Gotham is a rivalry because our coaches came from New York.
Right.
I was at the Spirit for 3 years. That's a like a personal rivalry.
Right.
Like, I hate playing Orlando just because it's so hot there. And they're really athletic but unpredictable.
Right.
Don't know their style of play.
Yeah.
Houston, it's so hot and they're dirty. Like, there's so many.
Is there anything good you can say about any, like, is there a place you like going to? Or like,
gosh. That you can, like, at least say, like, all right, I'm here. Not the, my favorite, but I enjoy it.
Like, I would say Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas City is the only one, only because I really think we've played and beat them every time we played them. So I'm like, I respect you.
Right.
I respect you.
And your family watches.
Yeah.
Right? They're out there.
There.
Okay, there you
and
go.
And usually I play pretty well.
Okay.
So good memories there.
Okay, there you go. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So basically everywhere sucks, but the places where we win all the time, like,
are the best.
Yeah, they're the best. Yeah, cool. Yeah. I think that's mentality wise, like, I mean, that's, you can't really go like, oh yeah, my friends are on these teams, like, you know, be buddy buddy.
Right.
Because I feel like
you got to bring your A game.
Right.
You can't. You have to let that go for the those 90 minutes.
I mean, I went. So Mitch Purse hosted a, a reality TV show.
Yeah, the off season.
And I was so worried going into this house. All of these people did a trial season one the year before, so they knew each other. I came in not knowing who was going to be there.
Were you the only newcomer?
Me and Allie Watt from Orlando.
Yeah, yeah.
I come in, and, like, the first person I see was Michelle Lozier. And I was like, ooh, I've taken her out a couple of times. How is this going to go? And she's super dope, super cool.
Yeah.
And then one of the persons, I was like, gosh, Lola Bonta's twerk became famous because I tackled her in the box on accident. It was the PK she scored, and it was because of me. And she thanked me for it. Anyways, we all became super close friends, but we're still the same competitive on the field. Like, we bring it every single day. And I want to not kill them, but, like, I want to be the best player
out there. Severely harm them.
Severely just harm
bring
their
them
ego.
Down.
Right. Not like, physically, not physically, but just, like, you know,
in the metaphor for the game.
Yeah. Right.
Of, you know, the love of the game.
Yes. It's for the love of the game.
You have to do it. You can't. You got to show up, show out.
Yeah.
And so that season that you filmed this offseason, is that the one that just got picked up? There's been headlines, you know, Alexis Ohanian and then as well as Midge. Is that for that season or is that for an upcoming season?
It's for this season I just filmed. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
We haven't announced the network we're going to be on,
right.
But hopefully it releases sometime in the summer with the Olympics coexisting.
Right.
But it should be good.
Yeah.
Should be really good.
Yeah.
There's a lot more work than I expected. Mic'd up all the time, you don't know what you're gonna get. You really don't.
Or what you're gonna say here.
Yeah. They did a couple interviews where I could control what I said, but I didn't on the other.
That's interesting because I feel like, especially as reality TV has like exploded, there's so much that is, you know, like I feel like the novelty around the like spontaneity of the interactions, like you feel like, oh, this is probably staged, like, you know, is this even like real? But that's interesting that, you know, that you really did feel like it caught you by, some things would still catch you by surprise.
Oh, for sure. Well, No, I'm really confident that I'll be liked in the show. It would be my goal to be the villain of a show because
I feel like you'd play that really well. Just thank like you. Your competitiveness, you know, wanting to take people down. I feel like there's a pattern here.
Thank you. I'm not gonna lie, and this you might have to cut this out, but the ending part of the show, Maria Sanchez was asked, you know, what surprised you the most, and she was like, Paige. Because she's super intense on the soccer field, but super chill. And I was like, dang, it was my goal to be the villain. And I even failed there.
Yeah. I did not make the cut.
I got tattoos for a reason. Oh, man. And a tragus piercing, and it doesn't do me any good.
Should have just shown up day one, you know, looked just at the like, toughest person in there.
Just rolled your eyes, yeah. Mad dog everybody.
What movie do they do that? Little League?
Yeah.
Giants or something like that.
Yeah. One of those 90s kids like sports movies. Right, they do that. Right. I think that's Little Giants where the kid is like, yeah. So yeah, we'll look out for that, and maybe if you get brought back for season 2, you can kind of change your whole persona and then
come in.
You know. You say maybe. I was the backup. Oh, you know, some people couldn't go, and I really gave Midge a hard time about that, and she was like, you know, I really wanted you here because it'd be good training, and I was like, is that all I'm good for? Is good training? Then yes, I'm coming back.
Right.
Kobe Count Bryant style.
Yeah, right.
I'm obsessed with the sport. You better bring me back. And we went at it. And she's doing well with the U.S. I'm not taking any credit, but I am. We had a good preseason camp together.
Okay. So that iron sharpens iron type stuff. And
iron sharpens iron.
Yeah. Because she's balling out.
She's balling out.
Yeah. They're playing right now.
Today.
I guess, great podcasting. This will be, the result will be out by the time this is out. But, I mean, just so you guys know, we're recording this as the Gold Cup final is going on. Just in case you wanted to know that. But
timing.
Yeah, I want to talk about the...
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Because you briefly touched on it, the mix of the ages, the wide range of, you know, from the U18 players that the team has brought on to the more veteran players. Like, how does that, because I think a lot of the content the team is putting out with Ali Riley and Alyssa Thompson, and they did the whole schedule reveal, and Ali's going to Harvard Westlake, you know, interviewing or going back to school. What is that like? Because I feel like the team has brought on a lot of young players, you know, whether it's Giselle Thompson, Casey Fair, and the latest one, Kennedy. Kennedy, yeah, right. So how is that, you know, added to the dynamic of the team?
Yeah, it's been interesting. Gosh, we did the math and we could be their mothers. Like barely, but right. I still
almost
could be.
Almost there, yeah.
I could, yeah. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, Casey, Kennedy, 16, 17. It's actually nuts. Doesn't really change the dynamic. It does, like, we all have to be in this together to kind of teach them what a professional league is mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. Especially even college players, when they come, they right. play a 3-month season. And they come into a 10-month season, mm-hmm. including preseason, and it's so different. And you get paid to play, you know.
Right. And then they got sponsorships. And,
sponsorships, yeah. All of the stuff we have to do on the side. Mm-hmm. It's really crazy. And it takes time to adapt, one, to the style of play and all the stuff on the side. And it's been really fun, though. And I think we feel like it's a duty to bring everyone on board, whether they're young or... But it's just really exciting for our game. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, when I was 16, there wasn't a professional league. Or maybe there was. I didn't know.
Not as accessible, maybe, or like, yeah, you know.
Not accessible. It was my dream to be an M&A in New York. And I got drafted by accident, and that's how I showed up here. But people are forgoing college now to be a professional. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's so, like, it makes it all worth it. Mm-hmm. Like, we are growing this league, and it's so exciting. And these kids are, one, way better than I was. They're going to add to our game now and forever and for the next generation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's mm-hmm. so cool. They're so mature already. Mm-hmm. I was not mature. I was like, I have a problem, Mom. but they're figuring it out, yeah. You know? It's only been preseason. It's going to get crazy during season. So I'll have to keep you updated
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
But it's really exciting.
I think from the outside perspective, and then also me being like a woman and obviously loving soccer and growing up wanting to, like, growing up loving the game, but not knowing that even like becoming a professional was a thing. It's really cool to see just like how the younger players are being integrated into the teams, like just seeing, you know, you all like balance each other out and like hang out and bond, knowing that there's like an age difference, but still like all coming together for the love of the game and for the game and the team, you know, and like wanting to show up to be the best team that, you know, we can be in LA. I had a two-part question. How do you go about talking to the younger players about how to be in this professional like league? And then how do they take that in? Like, how have you seen them embrace it or like kind of take it in? Because I feel like that's a really important thing that you don't think about when you're, like, for young athletes now that want to get to that level, like, I think those are the little things that you don't really think about. Like, how do you go about that?
I think a lot of it happens organically. Mm-hmm. I think Alyssa, Giselle, Kennedy, Casey, they're our youngest players, mm-hmm. but they are the most mature players I've ever had to play with. You know, they put their head down, they work hard, mm-hmm. they're like, I'm going to be the best player I can mm-hmm. be. And mm-hmm. I'm so blessed to be in this environment to help me do that. Mm-hmm. Two, I think naivety helps. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get a little older, you understand like all the nuances of the league and injuries and all the other stuff. But being naive and going out there, having not a lot of expectations helps. Mm-hmm. You go out and you play free and you're 16. You can't really do any wrong.
Right.
You know, you've made it this far. You're gonna be doing yeah. well off. But like for us older players, you know, you have less to invest in. Mm-hmm. So one, yeah, our players are awesome. Two, they're a little naive, which is a positive thing. Mm-hmm. What we do help with is to understand the professional game, understand how recovery is going to be really mm-hmm. important, just because of our crazy season in our league. Like when we play a game, I feel like obviously a truck ran over me, but like backed up and then ran over me again, right. and then backed up. And it takes me 3 days to recover. But we might be on a flight to another game.
Right, at that point.
I played in South Korea, and it wasn't the case. Like, just physically demanding, it's mm-hmm. so hard. Mm-hmm. And their bodies aren't fully developed yet. So it's going to be so important to, one, eat well, recover well, train your hardest, but also listen to your bodies. And that all takes so much time. Mm-hmm. And just kind of adapting with everything that happens. But I'm telling you, we're so blessed. They're all open and ready to learn. And we have amazing resources at Angel City, and our coaches are doing a really good job with them.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. good. How do you all bond with them? How do you all make them feel comfortable? Because I feel like if I was 16 going into the league, I'd be super blessed, grateful, and also very intimidated, because these are like people that possibly they looked up to, you know, growing up, being like, one day I want to be them, and now they're playing with you all. Like, how do you bond with them? How do you like bring them into the team, get them like acclimated?
We've done a lot of team activities.
Okay.
Which helps. Like, going to Melbourne, Florida helps. Like, being in the hotel doing team activities. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We did a staff newlywed game, which was hilarious. But it is interesting because they have to have a different locker room for anyone under 18.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Which is good. You know, right. it's good for right. the separation.
The boundaries are important.
Though. Boundaries are important. But also you want them to feel like they're just as part of all the locker room banter, whatever may right. happen in the locker room.
Can you imagine it's just, what, like 2-3 of them?
Yeah. yeah, they like, can't so. Shower in our showers.
Oh, wow.
But I actually want to credit Alyssa Thompson. Mm-hmm. She's brought in a lot of these younger girls and made them feel really comfortable.
Yeah.
I think, and Allie, our team culture is one of the best in the leagues. I was so scared when I was 22 going mm-hmm. into Seattle, and it was a great team, but I didn't feel welcomed mm-hmm. at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. But it could have been like, you know, I don't think I'm good enough, whatever it may be. But we have such a good team culture, and we talk to everyone. We ask them, you know, how's it going? Kennedy's been super sweet asking me, like, if she's in good spots for me, like, what else can I do better? And I'm like, you guys are far beyond your years. Good job to your parents.
Yeah, they're doing good.
Yeah. I would say nothing as a 16-year-old.
Me either, probably.
Yeah.
I'm just probably standing around like, okay. Yeah. Like, do you need anything?
Yeah.
Should I take the balls? I don't know.
You need me to lay down cones?
Right.
I don't know.
Should I go set up the field?
At Seattle, that's what I did. I asked all the older girls to, like, if they ever want to do extras to use me. Mm-hmm. I was so tired. I did extras with everyone. I had three jobs.
They definitely took advantage of it.
They took advantage of it. I had three jobs. My mom just passed, and I was like,
oh, man.
Man.
I didn't mean it.
It was an empty gesture.
You weren't supposed to take my offer.
Like, I didn't actually mean that when I said that, you know?
I was kidding. I didn't think you were going to take me up on it.
Yeah. I rode my bike to the freaking practice
field. Wow. And that's a workout in itself.
It is. In Seattle, there's hills. Ooh. There's lots of hills.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk about fitness because, first off, summer's coming up. What supplements do I need to take to get to get, you know, as shredded as possible? Do I need creatine?
Summer body.
I'm not on anything right now. I'm not even on a protein powder. But like, what's the list of things that I need to get on?
That's a good question. I'm gonna be very disappointing and say that it mostly comes from food and water.
I knew that was gonna be the answer. I was hoping for there to be like some magic.
Yeah, HGH.
You know? Yeah, I mean, listen.
I would if it was legal and didn't give any harmful effects. I would.
Right. So if it wasn't like it was,
it's on you.
Just like cocaine, really.
Got it. Yeah.
Right. If it didn't give me drain damage.
Didn't have all those side effects.
Right.
Okay, got it.
So. I'm just kidding. I just started taking beta-alanine.
Okay,
do you know what beta-alanine is?
Yeah.
I hated it.
It's like the thing that makes you tingly?
Yep.
Yeah.
What is it? Like,
it actually makes your ATP, basically your recovery, a lot faster.
Got it.
I took biology once. ATP mm-hmm. recycles so you recover, so you can actually produce more weight in the gym faster,
or
running.
Yeah.
It helps I realize it helps my lactic acid for fitness. Mm-hmm. So like when I feel it in my legs and then I hit another level. Didn't realize that because I hated the itchy feel until really? I started taking it this year. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of blood work done and my new dietitian, don't call them nutritionists, they're dietitians, told me that it would help and it's helping a lot.
Yeah. I took a sample, my old roommate had a bunch of samples of like this pre-workout. And I took it, and I thought I was dying. Like, my face was like it felt like there was like needles going on. I was like, "What is like?" What I called him. I was like, "Hey, man, like, what's going on? What's in this stuff that you gave me?" He goes, "Oh no, dude, that's normal." And after that, I couldn't do it. And then every once in a while now, I'll take like a pre-workout, and it'll be in pre-workout, and I've kind of gotten used to that mm-hmm. feeling, and mm-hmm. almost mm-hmm. like and. Learn to enjoy it kind of because it kind of feels like okay like
you're ready
things are starting to get
it's
going
it's like hitting you,
know? You. Yeah, yeah but the first I remember because I had no idea what was going on and I thought like I was having like an allergic reaction or like I was going to like anaphylaxis.
I was like, what did I eat?
it was scary. It was and then plus the added caffeine and all the other stuff like you're starting to get like wired and
yeah
so
I take like half a caffeine pill before the game too. Yeah. You can imagine my stomach after a game. It's just not great.
It's going through it.
you just go through it. But I'm telling you, it helps. And I stopped doing the powder form of like pre-workout.
Okay.
It makes me like a little like nauseous. I do the pill form of beta-alanine.
Oh, gotcha.
And the tingly lasts like through warm-up, and then you don't feel it anymore. And then like I really do feel more energy. And multivitamins and then cherry juice after training.
Mm. I heard about that.
Cherry juice.
What's the benefit there?
Anti-inflammatory and helps you sleep and like recover better.
Nice. I think I saw Sarah Gordon posting about that. I think.
Maybe, but we all take it. Yeah. It's in our fridge and there's little like, it's a big bottle. We have mm-hmm. little shot glasses and we all take a shot after like a really hard day. It helps
same.
A lot.
I do that too.
Yeah.
What if tequila?
Tequila. Listen, catch me in the off season or off days I'm there.
I'm gonna have to start doing that because
that's
for the sleep and the anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, you can actually make a mocktail, lifestyle changes, mm-hmm. with tart cherry juice and like sparkling water, and then it's like a sparkling, tart, cherry juice mocktail. And then you can add vodka if you really want.
Yeah.
And then you'll sleep really
just, well,
good.
Then, I mean, then you're like, it balances everything out. So yeah. It's like, you're out zero. It's like just drinking water, you know? Like.
Right.
Okay, so I want to talk about the podcast because, you know, obviously being this is the form that we're discussing, like how did the whole thing start? Because I think it's kind of taken off and a lot of the stuff that you guys have done is super entertaining. The guests that you've had are awesome. So I wanted to give you the chance to kind of talk about it and talk about the journey and all that because, you know, it was super cool to see.
Great. It's kind of a long story, but I'll make it short.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Maybe not. We'll see.
We're here for it.
So I got reached out by Vice Network. You know Vice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To do a show about athlete activism in New York in one of the off seasons. So I went. I did stuff about LGBTQ. I don't know. I was on this podcast and it was really cool. One of the producers of that podcast is Rebecca Donahue. She's also a season ticket holder at Angel City.
Mm.
And I'm going to give her a lot of credit. She was like, what can we do with you, Paige? I really like you, you know. She made this whole PowerPoint presentation about how I would be great on a podcast, TV show, made a video, and sold it to production companies, or tried to sell it to production companies. She worked so hard on it.
Wow.
I was like, okay, I was along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted to do it. More, my approach was like, the mental side of being an athlete, because I really think that's so important, and I love stories of people becoming their best that they can be. But it took a different direction. She sold it to Megawatt Productions, Megan Gaines, who helps with Always Sunny in Philadelphia, is a director of it. She loved it. Her husband is Humphrey, who is the sporting director for Wrexham.
Okay.
Works with Rob
right.
and Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
And she was like, okay, if you have this men's soccer thing, I'm going to have this women's soccer thing when it's blowing up. Mm-hmm. And she really liked me. She was like, I would love if she could do something in my realm with comedians and bringing more people to soccer, not just soccer avid fans. And so she was like, we should interview 8 comedians, see who you best fit with. And finally, the last comedian that I interviewed, I just asked him a bunch of questions and like we talked. She came back from a Europe trip, barely. It was T and Tran. She was by far, I mean, there's other people, which Lauren Walker was also part of the show. She was awesome. Just didn't know soccer. Mm. So we added her as a fan, and we recruited her, and now she comes to a lot of the games, which is great. She was great. Tian knew soccer and was hilarious. We bonded, and we created the show.
Yeah, was there like a, did we just become best friends, like moment?
I think so. I think when she said I was like the best person she's ever met.
Aww.
Whoa. She didn't say that. During the interview? But I felt it, and I was like...
I was like, wow. She's really trying to sell herself.
She didn't. I'm pretty sure she was like, do you know soccer? I know more than you are.
Like, do you even play?
She's an avid. Right. She went to the 99 World Cup at the Rose Bowl, and maybe she didn't win. She watched it in a parking lot. Something happened, but... she's a better fan than I was. Mm. I grew up in Nebraska, watched football and basketball, and thought men only played sports. Mm-hmm. So it's not fair. Not fair. but we hit it off, and she taught me a lot about soccer, unfortunately, and vice versa. And she's hilarious. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever met How I Met Your Father with Hilary Duff, but she's the sister, Ellen, on it, the gay sister, of course.
Oh,
and she's so funny.
Yeah. That's dope. Can you tell us a little bit about like what is the vision and like the purpose behind the space? Like, what are you all aiming to talk about? Like, who do you bring in? Is it like just soccer? What vibe do you guys have going?
The purpose is to get your random adults excited about women's soccer.
Okay. I love that.
And create more open spaces to have light and funny conversations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us, like, you see on Twitter and in Instagram, like, fighting for women playing in sports or just a lot of, which is really great,
mm-hmm.
but it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can come here, have an open space. You can hate women's soccer and we'll be like, okay, why? Do you like bowling or golf? I don't know. But like, it's supposed to be like a really fun open forum where people feel comfortable coming and get excited about this dope ass sport mm-hmm. that we play. And if you're not excited about it, fine, but you can have some comedy with
it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Who have you had that has been someone that has come by and you've interviewed or you've talked with and they weren't as excited, but the conversation in itself was really good and like it turned out to be exactly that?
That's a good question. You mean guest?
Yeah. Like, have you had that experience yet?
I've had many of those experiences. With my show, I think I've seen a lot of comments on our YouTubes and stuff saying, who is this person? Like, they're so funny.
Okay.
Okay. Positive.
I thought we've had
a lot of negative. Right. So when you said the YouTube, I was reading the YouTube comments, my first thought was, oh no, that's a mistake because the YouTube I don't know what it is about YouTube comment sections, but worse than Instagram, worse than Twitter. Like, I've
worse than TikTok,
worse than Reddit, and that's bad.
Reddit's tough.
Reddit's tough. Yeah, it's aggressive.
Because we have the website, and so I've written stories and that I post onto Reddit and like to whatever. Like, if it's like a LAFC or even Angel City story, like I'll post it to the Angel City Reddit, or this is a hypothetical, but then I'll get like stuff like, dude, what the hell is this guy even talking about? Like, and then it's like why did I even share
that? You know, question
but,
your
so
whole
like stuff. But
we welcome all the haters. It helps our algorithm.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that I had to, it took me a while to you know, get over the fact that it's like, okay, dude, like they're reading it or they're watching it, and it's better than no one
reading it anything or watching knowing, it.
You know, so that took me a minute to get over. But when you first said YouTube comments, I was like that just initiated like the.
He was triggered. Listen, all the fans from Always Sunny in Philadelphia came over and started watching this.
That's a big, very dedicated
pool
fan
of people that like that type of humor, and it's crazy humor.
Yeah.
It's like we knew what we were getting at, but I think it got a lot of attraction. I walk around LA getting noticed and saying, "We love your podcast."
From the podcast. Yeah, that's crazy. So that's awesome.
Yeah, not even from the team. Yeah. From the podcast. Yeah.
Like the team doesn't even listen to it.
I wouldn't say that because I'm like, no. But every time I'm out with my sister, she's been here for 14 years. Mm-hmm. She's also, I don't know, D-list celebrity fitness influencer. She's one of the best people I know. Beautiful. Every time we walk around, people come up to me and she's like, "What the?"
Like, I'm right
here.
I've been
here for 14 years and everyone knows you. No, she's so really funny. Proud of me. She schedules her entire year around our games. It's really cute.
Aww.
But yeah, anyways, the haters just, God, I look at all those comments and I'm like, that is so sad that you're so threatened by us.
Mm. Yeah.
It's actually kind of great. Mm. And the more we just keep going.
I feel like that feeds into your persona too, as like the villain. I mean, I know you said you wanted to be the villain, but I feel like that feeds right into that.
Persona. It gives me purpose.
Yeah. Right.
I always want, like, to be honest, I went through a hard time when my mom passed, mm-hmm. and I became a little pessimistic about life. I'm like, gosh, why am I playing mm-hmm. soccer? I feel so selfish. Mm-hmm. I was overseas, didn't really have much of a purpose, but that gives me purpose. Mm. It fuels my fire so much, and so maybe that's why I did it.
Yeah,
come at me
for the haters.
To grow the sport. Mm. Yeah, the numbers don't lie. Yeah. So many people are watching when it's accessible.
When it is accessible. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, we're cool people. We're badass mm-hmm. women. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want to support that? Mm. You know,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And not just daughters, like adults,
everybody,
friends.
Yeah. And if you're not, you're missing out.
You're missing out.
Yeah.
It's fun.
The vibes are over here.
The vibes.
So they're over here. Yeah. okay, Paige, before we wrap things up, we do like to talk about music a lot on the show. So who are some of the artists that you're listening to? What's on your playlist? And, put us on game to what you're listening to.
What vibes?
Like, what's your like maybe go-to artist to hype you up before a game or your workout playlist?
Okay, so I'm not gonna lie, I do sing Usher before every game in the car.
Okay,
like all the
we've
love
seen the Usher
stories.
In you.
Yeah,
and that's really good.
Do you have like the glitch move down?
You know, I did it for the first time in the video Ali Riley just posted.
I saw
it. And it wasn't great.
I saw it. That
not
was pretty,
fair
because
she does
sick.
It often randomly in stores. She told me. She goes, sometimes I just whip out the glitch in stores when Lucas is getting, and I'm like, why?
What reason? For who?
Yeah, she was practicing for the video and she made me look bad.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, I like Dave and Burna Boy.
Oh, okay. That's a vibe.
I've gotten into like Latin and Colombian music a lot.
Yes.
Just really good dance vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm gonna be chill, because I'm a very chill person, who am I? Ziggy Alberts and Dermot Kennedy, and you probably do you know them?
I don't, is it like kind of like folk type? Yeah, okay, so then I'm familiar.
Ben Howard,
yeah,
very folk, gets in my zen.
Mm-hmm.
I get stressed a lot, but that helps me. The beach is too far away to get zen, so I gotta use music,
right?
But like any British rappers. Dave Burna Boy.
Yeah, Dave is up there.
Pop Smoke. Pop Smoke's good.
R.I.P. Pop Smoke. He's good.
Honestly, I had older siblings. I'm like by a lot. 10, 8, 6. Mm-hmm. They'd get mad at me if I said that. But like B.I.G., Tupac.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is some good stuff on it.
Even Nelly.
Okay.
Sometimes I envision myself with Band-Aid and I'm like, it's one day you should just,
yeah.
I mean, Midwest represent, you know? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Tech N9ne is from like
Right,
Kansas.
He's Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. My that was my favorite growing up, to get hyped for high school games, and I was like so shy, I would never curse or anything, but I put the song on, and it was "Y'all Can't F with Us," and I was like so shy, I turned it off, and my mom was like, "Turn that back on, that's one of my favorite songs to date," and I was like, "Okay," so yeah,
okay, nice.
Shut up, mom. That's a very you know,
encouraging.
Because
the bad behavior in you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we gotta let it out. Yeah. Just sometimes.
Yeah. Kobe described it as a cage. When you're in that cage, you're a different person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're out of the cage, then I'm the Ben Howard, Ziggy Alberts vibe.
Right. Yeah. That's good because my mom borrowed my iPod when I was like in sixth grade.
We had a big talk afterwards
about the music I was listening to.
I get that. I had older brothers.
Yeah.
Learned every word to Crazy Rap, Cole 45, and like 40.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just catchy.
Like what was the point?
It's catchy.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
Like, is catchy. But it's kind of crazy to think that like you were in middle school singing these songs. Like word for word or elementary.
In
word
my
for
neck,
word?
My back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
really feeling it too.
Like, getting into it.
Yeah. And now you think about it, it's just like, whoa. Saying. Yeah, exactly.
I think it was either that or like a Lil Jon song that my mom specifically said. I was listening to this. You made me listen to like what? Why would you introduce this to me?
Yeah. And I didn't even know this existed.
Yeah. I felt bad, but then like, you know, a week passed and I was like, just like put it back on. Yeah, I was like, you know what? Like this is the best.
I was able to get away with it because growing up my parents didn't really know English. So I would be playing these jams in the car. They didn't know what it was saying. Smart. Unless it said like the F word, then they heard that.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't that, they didn't know what my neck and my back meant. So I was like, yeah. Mom's just in there like vibing with me. And I'm like, yeah.
Have you seen that video of the girl, she's locked in the car, and I think it's My Neck, My Back is playing, and like her mom is like knocking on the door to open the car door, and then she just turns up the volume
and she's just
vibing out in the car. She was like seven.
That
like,
is hilarious. Like, I haven't seen that video.
Oh my, it cracks me up every time. Yeah,
oh my goodness. Yeah. Good time.
Yeah, but Paige, thank you so much for joining, taking the time to talk to us. This hour flew by. Like,
dang.
But those are always, I feel like, the best episodes when we have to wrap things up when like it just feels like we just started. But before we go, is there anything else that you wanted to plug or shout out or?
No, I think I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
This is
awesome.
We appreciate you coming.
I love
by.
Talking about our team.
Yeah,
and myself.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're like, but mainly myself.
Not really, though. Not really.
He's like, it's me. I'm the team.
You said I was the heart and soul.
Right.
You did say that.
The heartbeat, you know?
Like Paige is going to go back to the locker room and be like, hey, I am the heart and soul.
It's going to be like on movie posters and like the critics, like, you know, quotes. It's going to be that, but on the back of your t-shirt.
Which reminds me, have you seen the Netflix show Warrior at all?
Oh, not yet.
I've seen. Is that based
about
on the
movie? Tongs of San Francisco?
Oh no, no.
Anyways, he was the heart of soul of Chinatown, but it was. I just finished it, and it was one of my favorite shows.
Okay, well,
that's how I feel.
And now you're realizing you're the heart and soul of the team.
Yeah. Every time I'm running, I'm like the. You know,
what they do
my back hurts.
Yeah.
I'm carrying everybody.
Yeah.
Just looking at the team stretching, warming up, like, you guys would be nothing.
Yeah.
Like, if only you knew.
You're welcome.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, Paige Nielsen, thank you so much for joining us. This has been the Urban Pitch Podcast of People Game Up Life, part of the Believe Network. For Bridget Flores, Paige Nielsen, I'm Ramsey Abushala. Keep it topped in. We got more stuff coming, but until then, we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends.
Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.